Howdy, everybody. Welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I am your host, Jeremiah Campbell. Today, Lorraine has left for vacation for a few days. Well-deserved time of rest. I think she's going to the other side of the country and spending some time with family. So I know she's really looking forward to that. She was able to pick up Ruth chapter 1 and Ruth chapter 2. So we're going to finish, or we're going to do chapter 3 today and then finish with chapter 4 after that. So today, we're going to do the normal thing. We're going to pray, read a chapter, actually read the verse of the day, then read the chapter. And hopefully this takes you on for your midweek snack, as we'll say, and get you through as we can continue the week on into the weekend. So again, welcome. So glad you're here. Just feel so blessed to be able to do this for you today. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. And Lord, we come before you. We come to your throne room, Lord, and we praise you. We worship you. You're the comforter. You're the provider. All-knowing. All-seeing, Lord, we put our faith in you. We put our faith in you. Today, I pray for our listeners and our watchers, Lord. Pray a blessing over them that they're continuing this journey with us. So I pray for strength and encouragement as we read just one chapter a day, Lord. We're spreading your word, reading your word every day into the world. That's what we're trying to do, Lord. And I know that we don't always keep pace, but from what I understand, from reading your word, Lord, we continue to follow you. We continue to have a relationship with you. And I'm so thankful that we can pick back up, get where we need to go, as long as we follow your word and your path, Heavenly Father. Most of all, we thank you for your son who died on the cross for our sins, to give us this openness, to give us this communication with no more sacrifices, no more holy of holies, Lord. We can come directly to you in prayer and conversate with you and talk with you and listen for you, Lord. Thank you so much. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So today, our verse of the day is going to be taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It's a good verse. But you are not like that, for you are chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possessions. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. What a great reminder that once we make that decision, to put our faith and our commitment into Christ and into God, we become his chosen people, his children, and we're his very own possession. There's another verse that talks about how God knows has daily thoughts about us as individuals that are more numerous than the number of grains of sand in the world. And if you think about that, I saw a video about that. You know, if you just take a square inch of one part of a beach and you dig down to the depth of that, like how many grains of sand is that? And consider every beach, every dune, every desert, ocean floor. I mean, that's individual thoughts about us individually. So amazing. God is amazing. All right. So we're going to pick up here in Ruth chapter 3. Ruth's a really good book talking about her journey and her story. And so we're going to pick up here where Ruth is at the threshing floor. Okay. Chapter 3. Actually, I think I'm going to share this. I tend to forget sometimes that I have the ability to share the screen so we can walk along this here. All right, here we go. Let's get into the reading. One day, Naomi said to Ruth, "My daughter, it's time that I found a permanent home for you so that you will be provided for. Boaz is a close relative of ours, and he's been very kind by letting you gather grain with his young women. Tonight, he will be winnowing barley at the threshing floor. Now, do as I tell you. You take a bath, put on perfume, and dress in your nicest clothes. Then go to the threshing floor. But don't let Boaz see you until he has finished eating and drinking. Be sure to notice where he lies down, then go and uncover his feet and lie down there. He will tell you what to do." "I will do everything you say," Ruth replied. So she went down to the threshing floor that night and followed the instructions of her mother-in-law. After Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits, he lay down at the far end of the pile of grain and went to sleep. Then Ruth came quietly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. Around midnight, Boaz suddenly woke up and turned over. He was surprised to find a woman lying at his feet. He said, "Who are you?" he asked. "I'm your servant Ruth," she replied. "Spread the corner of your covering over me, for you are my family redeemer." The Lord bless you, my daughter," Boaz exclaimed. "You are showing even more family loyalty now than you did before, for you have not gone after a younger man, whether rich or poor. Now don't worry about a thing, my daughter. I will do what is necessary, for everyone in town knows that you are a virtuous woman. But while it's true that I am one of your family redeemers, there is another man who is more closely related to you than I am. Stay here tonight, and in the morning I will talk to him. If he is willing to redeem you, very well, let him marry you. But if he is not willing, then as surely as the Lord lives, I will redeem you myself. Now lie down here until morning." So Ruth lay down at Boaz's feet until the morning, but she got up before it was light enough for people to recognize each other. For Boaz said, "No one must know that a woman was here at the threshing floor." Then Boaz said to her, "Bring your cloak and spread it out." And he measured 6 scoops of barley into the cloak and placed it on her back. Then he returned to the town. When Ruth went back to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, "What happened, my daughter?" Ruth told Naomi everything Boaz had done for her, and she added, "He gave me these 6 scoops of barley and said, 'Do not go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed.'" Then Naomi said to her, "Just be patient, my daughter. Until we hear what happens, the man won't rest until he has settled things today." So what a great chapter here. There's lots of things to take from this. And this is also, you know, reflective of our relationship with God as far as taking direction and following his word. So we know who Ruth is at this point, and we know who Boaz is and what kind of people they are. And so Ruth is taking direction. You know, she's able to listen and understand what the situation is and follows Naomi's tradition to the T. Doesn't make up her own story, doesn't try to figure it out herself, but says, "Okay, this is what, you know, this tradition is talking about, and I'm going to go do this." And Boaz kept his part of the deal too. He realized that someone was there. "Who are you?" Ruth said that it was her, and told him that "You're my family redeemer," there in chapter 9. And this is great because we see Boaz as a man, and there's a younger woman there. We see what someone that is truly following God's will, you know, he doesn't take advantage of her. He doesn't want to create a space either where people think maybe he could have. So first thing he does is says, "The Lord bless you." He's giving blessings to someone he calls his daughter. And he advises her in verse 10 that you're showing more family loyalty now than you ever have before. And you haven't gone after men. You weren't chasing rich or poor or status or anything like that. You know, she's trying to do this within the traditions of the family. And we know her history, and we know what has happened. And so, and Boaz does as well. And so he makes a vow to her that he's going to take care of this. He's going to find someone that is considered closer family and that can redeem her, which makes her available for marriage again in the tradition. And the thing that he says, you know, you can stay here the night, but as we learn, you know, he says that when wake up before everybody else for its light, I don't want people seeing that a woman was laying here at my feet and who it was. And then rumors start, you know, just being above, what's the word? I don't know what the word is, but essentially just being above it, right? Doesn't want to create rumors, doesn't want to create any kind of secrets, what's going on, and keeps everything above board. And then also gives her 6 scoops of barley to take back to Naomi. And this is confirming to Naomi, like, what he said he's going to do. And so this barley represents to the covenant that's saying, hey, I'm going to take care of this. As he told Ruth, I'm going to take care of this. And, you know, as the Lord is my witness, as long as the Lord lives, I'm going to redeem you, and we're going to figure this thing out. So what we see here is a lot of following God's order, you know, following the traditions. I'm not one for traditions, but they are, there are times that we need to hang on traditions, for they do a lot for us. They continue a trend. Some traditions are meant to be broken. Others are supposed to be carried on. And so we find out that, this particular one is within God's will. There's nothing, no one trying to do something special or extraordinary. It's okay. Here's where we are. This is what the tradition says, and we're going to find someone that will redeem you and marry you because you've been loyal. You've been a virtuous woman, not out there chasing. And the Lord is going to take care of her through Boaz. And so, in regards to Ruth being taken care of, you know, Ruth has given her faith into God. You know, she's trusting Naomi. She's following the traditions of their world. It's a different world where Ruth grew up in. And so she's learning to commit and give that faith over to God, which is something that we have to do as humans, no matter what stage of life that we're in. And there has been one sacrifice, and that was Jesus. And so, you know, Ruth's story does point to Jesus and explains, you know, some of us may have been raised in a Christian environment and some may not have been, but we all have to make that choice that we're going to commit to the traditions and the love of Christ. And when we do that, you know, as the Bible verse of the day, we become God's family, his royal priest. And that's how we get treated spiritually in such a special way, because God recognizes who we are, what we've committed to him, what we've vowed to him. And now we get to go spread his word. So this is the point in the podcast. A lot of you know about this by now, but we also like to offer the invitation to change your life. For those of you who've done it before, you know, continue with me. Add to it. But for those of you who are joining wherever you're at in your walk and you've decided, you know what, maybe today's the day, like the story of Ruth is really hitting me. As we move through the Old Testament, other stories, other history is going to hit you, but don't wait. Don't wait. It's really simple. What we're going to do is we're going to pray and basically, accept that we're a sinner, accept the forgiveness, and then move on with our life with Jesus. So let's go ahead and pray. And Heavenly Father, we come before you. I admit I'm a sinner, and I admit I need a savior. And thankfully, the Lamb of God, the Messiah, the forgiver of sins, you know, you sent Jesus here to live life as a human, to go through situations that we can relate to, and then take on all of our sin, Lord, and die on the cross for our sins. And I accept that fact, Lord. And I want to become an active believer in Christ. And I ask that you change me, strengthen me. I give you my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So that's it. You know, it's not the words that did it. It's your heart, right? Make peace with God. He forgave us. Accept that forgiveness and change. Ask for change of life. It doesn't it's not necessarily an easier journey. Some aspects will be better. And as you grow, you're going to go through growing pains. But that's expected, and that's okay. You know, we're still going to see some dark times. But remember, in those dark times, now we have Jesus. Now we have God on our side. And he's going to walk us through it. He's going to carry us through it. So what do you do now? You did this with us on the podcast. Well, what do you do now? Go find a church. Any church. And if you like it, stay with it. Meet with pastors or ministers. Explain that you're a new Christian, that you are looking to get involved, and ask for the new steps. And they're going to walk you through discipleship. Part of that is going to be reading your Bible. And you're doing that with us. You can go back and listen to the New Testament if you want to. Continue on with us here. We've got so many podcasts and so many places. So easy to read. You can read on your own. There's apps. There's websites. Or go down and buy yourself a Bible. So get involved with the church. Talk to someone at that church. Join a ministry. Start helping people. Start spreading the word of God. Whether it's, you know, some people will stand on a street corner and preach. Others can pass out food to the homeless, blankets, sweaters. There's so much to do for our community and our church, but get involved. Get into spreading the word. And spreading word doesn't mean that you have to preach or go on missions to otherworldly countries, which that may come. But right now, work on your community. Work with the people that are in your neighborhood, in your part of the city, within your church map. Your church typically will say, we're going to organize and work on this area of San Antonio or San Diego or wherever you're at. And just get involved. Get involved. And let us know. You can email Lorraine at leapoffaithpodcast.org or Jeremiah at leapoffaithpodcast.org. You can make a comment on our Facebook or Instagram or send us a message if you want it to be more private. Tell us your journey. Tell us your story. And let us know what you're celebrating. And we'll be there for you. Let us know if something's going on and we can pray with you for that. So we're here to help. We are so thankful that you decided to listen to us today and be here with us as we continue on reading. We'll pick up in the next podcast. We'll finish out Ruth chapter 4. And then we'll move on and keep moving through the Old Testament. And so I've got this for a few days. Lorraine's out of town. So I hope you get something out of it. And I'll see you next time.